And now on to our bloggers roundtable. Here are some of the stories heating up the internet. Could racial prejudice decide the presidential election? A new poll says it could. Plus, O.J. Simpson's robbery trial is underway in Las Vegas, but is anybody really paying any attention? And a new study ties attitudes about gender roles to income. With us to talk about all of these things, freelance journalist Danielle Belton. She runs the blogs Black Snob and the Secret Council of American Negroes, Sean Williams, who publishes the blog Dallas South, and to join us later, hopefully, will be a Harvard Law student, Claudio Simpkins. He is the contributor to the blog Hip Hop Republican. Hello, everybody. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
How's it going? Doing well, thanks.
Great. Let's talk about this racism in the White House poll. 40% of all white Americans hold at least a partly negative view of African Americans, many calling them lazy, violent, or responsible for their own troubles. Now, that's according to a recent joint Associated Press Yahoo News poll. The poll also concludes that not all white folks are prejudiced. Stanford political scientist Paul Snyderman, who helped analyze the survey, said, and here's a quote, There are a lot fewer bigots than there were 50 years ago, but that doesn't mean there's only a few bigots. So what does this mean to you when you hear this sort of thing, Sean?
You know, I think this very thing is why a lot of African Americans would never allow themselves to believe that a black man could become president. And so these feelings are not a surprise. So as we move forward, I think, you know, we'll see more of these surveys and more of these things. But, you know, we've all been told all our lives, you have to, you know, run faster, you have to run harder, you have to study longer if you're black, if you're going after something that a white person has or is trying to give to you. And so I think the same thing is here in this case. Most of these studies show that it's about a 6-point difference for Barack Obama just on race. So his platform is going to have to make up that for that difference.
Were you surprised at all, Danielle, to hear about this?
Actually, no. I mean, when you think about how African Americans have been traditionally portrayed in the media and in art and in music and just in everyday life and on television in America, I mean, who wouldn't have a negative perception of African Americans, especially if you didn't know an African American personally? And even some African Americans themselves harbor some of these views. So this was not shocking, you know, at all. I mean, I guess it's good that that it's a little bit less than I thought, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be, you know, it was much, much, much worse when, you know, my parents' day. But no, I mean, when you deal with so much negative perception, imagery, when you turn on the local news and the only thing you ever see with black people usually involves a shooting of some kind, well, I mean, you're going to have that.
Let's follow that
perception.
Point up with this, because another blogger wrote, and this is a quote, "Calm down, it's just a poll. I imagine there's a poll out there somewhere that says 40% of black folks have a negative view of other black folks." What do you think of that?
Yeah.
I think it would probably have the same thing. You know, African Americans have a negative view of whites as well. I mean, you know, these polls are going to say this. And if you have an American who's 60 or over, more than likely they graduated from school, especially in the South, never having gone to a school with someone of the other race, all segregated schools. If it's someone 50 to 60, maybe they graduated from an integrated school, but probably attended segregated schools. So, you know, these issues and these feelings and these attitudes die hard. But I think the main thing is that this doesn't include everybody. And, you know, there are enough people who have differing opinions to probably offset that.
Well, you know, this is something I'm going to read to you that we hear a lot from some of our white listeners on News and Notes. And this blogger wrote, "Blacks vote overwhelmingly for a candidate who is black and no one cares. Whites decide not to vote for the black candidate and are called racist. I really can't wait for this election to be over." What about that? You know, race is a tricky thing to discuss, but this person is correct, aren't they, Danielle?
Well, I mean, it depends on how you look at it. I mean, a lot of Catholics voted for Kennedy in 1960. I mean, when you're an ethnic minority, a racial minority, a religious minority, you're going to be really excited about seeing one of your own in that position because you don't see them in that position ever. I mean, it just doesn't happen very often. So I feel like, you know, on one point, you know, maybe they have a valid point, but they're really looking at it from the wrong perspective. I mean, you're a majority-minority culture. If you're in the majority, you really just can't get agitated just because the smaller group that has a smaller representation gets really excited when one of their own finally gets in there.
Well, that's an interesting point of view. But when race is in the mix, Sean, I would think that that makes it difficult to avoid the label of having a double standard.
Well, the thing is, you know, Bill Clinton and Al Gore both enjoyed almost 90% African-American support in their presidential bids. And I bet Lynn Swann, when he was running for governor of Pennsylvania, would have loved to have had a 90% support of African-American voters, and he might be governor of Pennsylvania possibly. So, you know, you have to look at all the factors in this, and it's easy to say all black people are voting for Obama, but the truth of the matter is black people were more than willing to vote for Hillary Clinton at the beginning of the campaign, and as he put forth his agenda, more people went his way.
Are you thinking that people are going to vote for Obama more so, the black people I'm talking about now, more so because of his positions than his color?
Well, you know, the positions make up, I mean, a lot of it. I mean, you look at his race with Alan Keyes in Illinois. I mean, I don't know many black people who would ever vote Alan Keyes for anything.
Well, that wasn't really much of a race. That really wasn't
That's
much
true.
Of a race.
That's true. It wasn't because he was, you know, a carpetbagger, that kind of
wanted
the situation. But here in St. Louis, I mean, there are black Republicans. We have a columnist, Z. Dwight Billingsley, who often tries to run for office, but he runs into the same problem. Most blacks in St. Louis won't vote for him because of his views as a conservative and as a Republican. So,
all right, I tell you what, we're going to continue our conversation right after the break. Hopefully we'll be joined by our third blogger. So stick around. We'll be right back. I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. We're back now with our bloggers roundtable. Joining us today are Sean Williams, who publishes the blog Dallas South, and Danielle Belton, who runs the blogs Black Snob and the Secret Council of American Negroes. Before we broke, we were talking about the election, but let's move on to another topic that it's kind of interesting when you look at the historical context, and I'm talking about none other than O.J. Simpson. In case you missed it in the news, O.J. is back in court, this time for reportedly storming into a Las Vegas hotel room last year with five other men to recover sports memorabilia that Simpson said belonged to him. Prosecutors say at least two men with Simpson had guns. He faces 12 charges, including kidnapping, armed robbery, and assault with a deadly weapon, and if found guilty, he could receive a life sentence. All right, so 1994 was the end of the trial, the first O.J. Simpson trial. But does anybody really care, Sean Williams, about O.J. Simpson's trial this time?
I think somebody cares. I mean, in a TMZ world that we're living in now, there's probably a market for this. There's probably a market for the blog that's following the trial. But, you know, as far as the mainstream media goes, I'm really hoping that they don't spend a whole lot of time on this. When the first trial came through, I mean, there were a lot of major networks. The first trial on this run came through, there are a lot of major networks leading with this. And so hopefully over the next few days, you know, I'm expecting that the mainstream media will probably take a back seat on this story. At least that's what I'm hoping.
I'm going to ask Danielle to hold on 1 second. Why do you hope that?
Well, you know, to me, this is not news right now. I mean, it could be news, but right now, you know, we don't even see that there was a bombing in Pakistan. That didn't even make the front page of the U.S. newspapers. And yet, you know, we are going to place O.J. Simpson on the front page and follow this trial. You know, I want to make sure that O.J. Simpson receives justice for sure. But, you know, there are so many other things going on in the world that I'm just hoping it doesn't receive too much attention.
Danielle, what are you saying?
I doubt it'll get much coverage. I mean, the election is so hot right now. The economy is a complete mess. We got two wars going on. I mean, OJ just really isn't relevant. And then there's the fact that there's no really glamorous angle with the trial this time. I mean, basically, it's OJ with a bunch of duplicitous characters. I mean, everyone in this whole thing seems to be crooked or criminal or have a shady past in some kind of way. I mean, if it weren't for the fact that he's O.J. Simpson, already has this infamous name attached to him, if he'd just been, you know, Joe Blow, you know, who barged into a room in Las Vegas with a bunch of other crooks to steal back his stuff that they stole, you know, I don't even know if they'd have this many charges going on. I don't even know if the police would care, because when criminals steal from other criminals, I mean, it's, you know.
So neither of you is feeling the O.J. trial.
I'm not feeling, but I think Danielle alluded to something that really is probably part of it, too, is that there is no interracial angle in this that we can see visually.
So it's not sexy. It's not sexy.
No, it's not.
That's part of what stimulated America the last time around.
It's old news, so to speak.
Yeah. I mean, people were more thrilled about, you know, Paris Hilton getting dragged off to jail. I mean, that was, right. You know, it was like, oh, my God, it's Paris Hilton. And we all either hate her or we're fascinated by her. She's doing something interesting or crazy. Or it's Lindsay Lohan. She's crashed her car. It's like, you know, O.J.
Oh,
he's back again.
She says who she's dating her girlfriend now. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Let's move on to another topic. This one is really interesting, I thought. I'd like to get your thoughts on it. Are you a guy who believes that a woman's place is in the home and that your job is to bring home the bacon while your wife watches the kids and cleans it? That's not a question for you. That's rhetorical, Sean.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
A new study suggests that your point of view may equal a fatter paycheck. A study published in the September issue of the Journal of Applied Psychology finds that men with quote-unquote traditional views about a woman's place in the world make more money than their peers who have a more egalitarian mindset. So, Danielle, does this come as a surprise to you?
It's not necessarily surprising, but I think things are more complicated than that. I mean, I was raised in a very traditional household. My dad was the primary earner in the household. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. But my dad was also, you know, held many feminist beliefs. He had nothing but daughters. He put us all through college and expected us all to go into, fields of work. So, it's, you know, I can see why a man with a traditional view of a marriage and a woman's role would do better. So it's not surprising, but, you know, it's, I don't think it really gauges, though, the whole picture.
What do you say, Sean?
You know, Tony, I think this is a really fascinating study in that there are so many aspects of it that the study doesn't really address. I mean, you may have an attitude about the traditional role of women in the home, but yet your wife works. So if my wife works, but I have these views, then she takes off when the children are sick. She's the one that goes to school when there's a need for a meeting because I hold these traditional views. But that gives me an opportunity to make more money. And I think corporate America, you know, tends to like people who have those views. If you're a man going in and you're asking for time off to take off with your sick child, or if you want to ask for leave for a newborn, corporate America doesn't see that as a positive. So I think those are aspects of the study that would be great to see fleshed out.
One of the points that the authors of the study said was that what it showed is that it's not just a matter of disparity, income disparity between men and women, but that these traditional men make more money than both traditional women and egalitarian women, as they describe them, as well as egalitarian men. So if you want to make more money, if this study is correct, it was done over a 25-year period, you need to have these typical kinds of restrictive attitudes, I guess, would be one way to describe it. It seems to be working in the workplace, but I don't know that that still falls into form with the black community. Do you think it does?
Well, I think it's a complicated, a little bit different. I mean, traditionally in the black community, black women have always worked. I mean, my grandmother worked, her mother worked, my other grandmother, my dad's side worked because they had to. I mean, most of the men in my family, when you get into my uncles and great uncles, they were all day laborers or they were sharecroppers. You know, their wives cleaned houses, you know, and hospitals. I mean, so a woman working isn't really a new thing for the black community. Like, if anything, my mom being able to stay at home was like, you know, people thought that was strange. You know, people were often shocked that I had a stay-at-home mother. It was just like, your mother doesn't work. You know, they made all these weird false assumptions about it. But at the end of the day, it was seen as, you know, wow, you know, you're really lucky. Your mother really has the luxury of where they had a choice. Your family actually had a choice.
That's true. You know, and I think some black families have an unusual sort of setup, or maybe it's not that unusual. I had a stay-at-home mom, too. My dad made all the money, but my mom ran everything. So she was really in charge. He brought home the bacon, but she ran pretty much everything else. Was that the circumstance for you, Sean?
Both of my parents worked. But I would still say, you know, when you think about those traditional attitudes, you know, my mom was the one who picked me up from school if I was sick. My mom was the one who met with the teachers. And so, you know, I think when you really look at this study, you know, if a woman has the attitude that a man should be the one that works, but she still works herself, you know, her earning potential could potentially be less because of that. And so even though these women have the earning potential or belief that men should be making more, they're still making $14,000 less than the men who have those same beliefs that they did. So, you know, there's a lot of digging that can be done in this study. It's really fascinating.
Absolutely it is. One of our bloggers wrote, I'll share this with you before I say goodbye, I'll happily adopt a traditional viewpoint for another $1,000 a month. I wonder if HR has a form for that. We've been talking with Sean Williams, who publishes the blog Dallas South, and Danielle Belton, who runs the blogs Black Snob and the Secret Council of American Negroes. Thank you both.
Thank you.